listening to the 40 Thrive Podcast, the show created for women 40 and beyond, ready to shake things up. And now, your host, Jackie McDougall.
Welcome back to another episode of 40 Thrive, the first episode of 2021. I'm so excited you're here. If you're new here, or maybe you're just not aware, 40 Thrive was actually created a few years ago as a free and private Facebook group. It was a place for women over 40 to share their challenges, their wins, come together, support each other, lift each other up. Whether it's in your career or finances, health, wellness, some of these symptoms that come along with perimenopause or menopause, it is open to all things living and thriving over 40. If you're not yet in the Facebook group, come on over. There's a link to it in the show notes, and there's a lot of things that are happening in the coming months. I just want to take a minute before we talk to today's guest in sharing some of the things that are coming up so you are in the know. Number one, today's episode is with Courtney Townley. Now, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know exactly who Courtney is. She is a former trainer and weight loss coach and all of that, who's really shifted. She's like that health and wellness butterfly who has shifted out of the cocoon into this space of really helping women, especially women over 40, fall in love with the work, fall in love with the health journey, not just look for some end result and end goal, but really appreciate and embrace this time in our lives and all the things we can do physically through nutrition and movement and mental health, mindset, all of it. So you're definitely going to want to hear this episode. And Courtney's got some incredible stuff happening in her community. So you want to check that out. Number two. Did you know that you can actually attend a live recording of 40 Thrive? That's right. Once a month, I'll be recording an episode and you'll be able to hop on Zoom. At least for now, it's got to be virtual, right? But you'll be able to hop on Zoom and be there with us. So not only will you be there to hear the episode, the interview while it's happening, unedited, candid, anything goes, but also have an opportunity to really engage, to ask questions, to be part of the podcast. This podcast, like I said, was created around a community. And in 2021, it will have a much more community feel to it and not just have you on the outside of it, but you have the opportunity to be right there with us. So what you got to do to be part of those recordings is go into the description of this episode or the show notes and click on the link. It will take you to our Patreon page. Patreon is a way for us to deepen our relationship where for just $3 a month, you can be part of this incredible community that is 40 Thrive. And just a little side note, for $10 a month, not only will you be part of the live recording, but you can also join us for a little happy hour once a month and really just talk about the things that are challenging us, the things that are in our way, really supporting each other in all areas of life over 40. So check that out. The link is in the show notes. And number three, if you've been with 40 Thrive a long time, you know that I had a signature program that I created back in, 2018 called The Reboot. It was a really powerful group coaching program that answered the question, what's next? Originally, I set out to make it this goal setting thing where we can accomplish all the things. And you know what? If you know what you want, it still is that. But one of the things I realized about the women in the community is they were asking themselves that question, what's next? And they really didn't know. It's hard to sign up for a goal setting program when you don't have a goal, right? And so I created this reboot program to help you look back and see all you've accomplished and really acknowledge and honor everything you've been through. And then we sort of take stock in what's going on today, what life really looks like and what is possible and reasonable for us to accomplish in this age, stage, time of the universe, all of it. And then we start to create some goals for you to move forward. So when I talk about goal setting, I'm not talking about necessarily running a marathon or building a business, although those are two awesome goals and you can get there through this program. But I'm talking about just really aligning what you're doing with what you say you want. We all say, oh, I want this, 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 and then we don't necessarily take the actions to do it. The reboot can help you with that. So here's the deal. Before the doors even open to this program, the 2021 version, which it will include experts and so much more, I am giving a spot away for free. That's right. I am posting in our free and private Facebook group the rules and how to enter, and you could win a free spot in this reboot group coaching that will be launching in the coming weeks. This is $1,000 value I'm talking about here. So head on over to 40 Thrive's free and private Facebook group and find out how to enter to win. Okay, so today's episode, Courtney Townley is amazeballs. That's all I have to say. She is so smart and so gifted in helping women really get honest with ourselves and move toward the best, healthiest version of ourselves possible. She has been instrumental in my journey, even from afar sometimes, because of all of her amazing work on the Grace and Grit podcast, as well as her membership site and all of the free events that she runs. Right now, Courtney is running her Healthiest Year Yet Challenge. There's a link to it in the show notes. If you're listening to this the week of Monday, January 4th, it's still going on. But even if it's after that, that you catch this episode, she's got a membership site that's phenomenal. All of the incredible Courtney stuff is here in the show notes, no matter when you listen to this episode. I will definitely be joining her this year, following her tutelage, getting healthier and stronger and more flexible and all of the things. And so I invite you to join me in really making 2021 the best year ever. And yes, I mean it, the best year ever. Okay, here's my conversation with Courtney Townley. Courtney, welcome to 40 Thrive.
Well, thank you, my friend. It's always so fun to be here.
It is your fifth. I had to count them this morning. It is your fifth time. We just hit our 2-year anniversary a couple of weeks ago, and here you are with your fifth appearance, or, you know.
I am so honored.
You win. You win the ham or whatever it is that... Perfect. Whatever it is people win on the radio or on podcasts. So if you've ever listened to Courtney and myself, you know that we're not going to tell you how to drop 20 pounds in the next 24 hours or how to kill yourself in the gym. Although you and I talk extensively, Courtney, about weight training and all that stuff and how important it is. But we're going to talk about like really just taking control of your life through your wellness. And I think it's really important to celebrate those non-scale victories, as we call them, right? NSVs, and really just move into a life where movement and fueling your body and feeling good and paying attention to what you're doing and being mindful is just part of your life. This podcast will never be about how to drop all that weight, because if you don't address the reasons that you are where you are, then you're just going to gain it back or whatever. So I'm going to stop talking. You have this like brilliant thing that you're doing with your clients at the end of 2020 that you're going to share with us. So tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah. So I run a membership community called Rumble and Rise. Mm-hmm. And I really call it an arena of self-leadership, because that is what I am an advocate for when it comes to health. I am an advocate for women learning how to lead themselves well in the health arena. Because let's face it, that is not what the diet and fitness industry is largely doing for women. It's teaching them how to follow a list of rules and regulations and a protocol set by somebody else.
Right.
And women might do well with that for a few days or a few weeks, but inevitably what happens is at some point they start rebelling against it because it's not necessarily self-directed.
Yes.
And I do what I call deep dive calls with this community once a month, where they have their journals in hand and we go deep into some questions to help them get very clear on the way they're thinking about their own health process.
Okay. That sounds very scary.
It's not, but it's not because it's not like I'm looking over their shoulder to see what they're writing, but I do offer them the opportunity to share with the rest of the group some of the things that they are recognizing.
Right.
And I got to tell you, these are some of my favorite calls to be on because the things that people share are so powerful. The insights they have about the way they're thinking about their health or the reason they're not setting boundaries or the reason they're riddled with so much self-doubt. It's something that so many women can relate to. So it really helps women to recognize that they're not alone,
right?
That this isn't their issue. It is a universal issue.
Yeah. I think unless we're going to get our minds on straight and do this out of self-love and not self-loathe, that's the only way to get where we're going to go. So walk me through this. I'm terrified.
Don't be. So let me tell you this to start, because you know this, but I think it's important for the audience to hear. Like, one of the big principles that permeates my work is that health is not a destination to reach.
Yes.
It is a relationship to be nurtured. And we've all heard that saying, you can't hate your way healthy. And yet, man, do women try, right? We are going to not like ourselves until we weigh a certain number on the scale or until we can fit into the dress that we wore 10 years ago, whatever that crazy expectation is.
Yes.
And what I really focus on helping women to unravel is that the only way we will ever be consistent with self-care is if we enjoy the journey. Mm-hmm. And we do it as an act of devotion to who we are and who we can become, rather than pursuing it from a space of feeling like we're broken and that we need to be fixed and that we're not going to be worthy unless we reach fill in the blank.
Right.
Right.
Because once you reach that fill in the blank and you still don't feel worthy, what then?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I always remind people of is that the energy that you use to create any kind of result is the energy that you will have to use to sustain the result. Mm. So if you hate your way healthy, if you go that route, guess what you get to keep doing?
I've tried that route. It's not sustainable.
And haven't we all, right?
Yeah,
I think everyone listening to this can probably identify that, okay, I've done the like self-loathing, the hating my way to whatever.
Yep.
And not only is it not fun, but what has it gotten me really? Because you know, nobody hangs out there for very long because it feels terrible.
Right.
So we end up reverting back to where we started and then starting the whole thing over and over and over again, which we all know is the definition of insanity.
Right.
Right?
Expecting a different result.
Totally. Mm-hmm. So if we stop looking at health through this very narrow lens of simply being a physical pursuit, and we also stop looking at health through this very narrow lens that I have to create a particular outcome in order to declare that I'm healthy, all of a sudden things start to expand.
Right.
And I'm a really big believer, by the way, that health is an exercise in expansion, not contraction. We have to expand our self-worth. We have to expand our self-trust, our self-confidence, all the things. And the only way that we can really do that is if we're willing to get really honest with ourselves about where the gaps are, how we're living our life misaligned from what we say we truly want. And I always call this integrity pain. Integrity pain is a very real kind of pain that all of us are familiar with. And it results from your actions not being in alignment with what you say it is you want for your life, the type of woman you ultimately want to be.
Right.
Right. So I want to feel amazing tomorrow, but I'm going to stay up and watch Netflix till 1 o'clock in the morning. Right. I want to be really good at communicating with my coworker tomorrow, but I decide to skip breakfast and, you know, not manage my stress first thing in the morning. So how am I going to show up in that meeting?
Right.
Right. So integrity pains is just this deep knowing that I'm not really showing up in my life in a way that allows me to be the woman I want to be.
Right. We like to match our food with how we're feeling. Right.
Yeah.
And so if you're feeling alive and vital and healthy and all of those things, then you probably most likely would reach for something that perpetuates that feeling. Right. But when you feel like crap or physically or mentally or emotionally, you reach for other stuff. Which comes first? The reaching for the right stuff or the feeling within?
Honestly, I think it can go both ways. Yeah. I really do. I think oftentimes our thinking is driving our behavior. Mm-hmm. So when you tell yourself you don't have time, when you tell yourself this is too hard, when you tell yourself you've never been athletic or whatever the thing is, you are going to behave in a way that proves you right. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to live in a healthy way per se. And I also would argue that oftentimes action precedes motivation.
Always.
Right?
For me, always. Yes. Yeah.
So a lot of times it does require just getting in the arena with the new behavior, cooking the healthy meal, whatever. And 5 minutes into the activity, you're like, oh, I'm actually enjoying myself now. But those first 5 minutes are not the most pleasant part.
Yeah. I saw you do a post recently on that the first 5 minutes of anything, right?
It's where the most resistance is. The first 5 minutes of a run, the first 5 minutes of getting up in the morning, the first 5 minutes of any activity is where you are going to really be standing face to face with resistance in the biggest way.
Right.
And if you can get past those first 5 minutes and just take action anyway, eventually you're going to find your groove.
Right. Take action anyway. If you get nothing else from this episode, take action anyway.
Yeah, just do it. Like we'll use the Nike motto, right?
But we've upped the ante on it. So, yeah.
So all this to say, I'm going to ask you some questions. And the reason I thought this would be fun, right, is because you have kind of made a big pivot in your own health journey this year, which I've kind of witnessed from afar. And I think a lot of your listeners have. So I'm going to ask you some of the questions that I asked my community recently.
Okay.
To kind of just review your year.
Okay.
Have some ahas about what shifted for you.
Right.
And if women enjoy this, your listeners enjoy this, and they want to take this to the next level, I would so encourage them to join the Healthiest Year Yet event that starts on January 4th. And Jackie has a link and all the good details to share with you.
Of course I do. And that's a free event.
Yeah, totally free. Yeah. Totally free online. We've removed all the barriers. It's just a very easy yes. And it's going to be amazing because as much as I have, you know, a big history in the fitness and wellness industry, I approach fitness, health and wellness in a very different way through a very different lens.
Absolutely.
And the lens is we prioritize mental health above all else. Mental health is always the most important thing. And I see so many women sacrificing their mental health in pursuit of physical health. And is that even health?
Right.
I would argue no.
And, you know, I have found as we get closer to 50, we being I, that I have no tolerance for drop all this weight challenges and gyms that run by intimidation and strict restriction. My year was not about weight loss. And so if you think that Courtney and I are about to get into some conversation about how I dropped 50 pounds, that is not the case at all, at all. I don't want to say I went out of my way not to lose weight because that would be weird.
Yeah.
But I went out of my way to handle other things within myself that ultimately will probably lead to some weight loss, but more so to self-love. I was tired of, frankly, hating my body, and my body has been through so much. You know, if you've listened to any of the episodes with surgeries, and I've been treating it like it's betrayed me and that it's not good enough. And that was not working for me. In fact, like my body has saved me. It's carried me. It's brought me so many experiences. And I decided it wasn't this like 2020 is the year for this, but each and every day, slowly, I started to make small changes to just love who I am right now in this moment and not when it reaches a goal that may or may not be attainable. And so that was what I was looking for. I just want to like throw that out for people because if you're waiting to hear like this crazy, amazing weight loss story, that's not what this is. But I think it is actually kind of crazy, amazing. So let's move forward.
Yeah. And think about it. Like we take such better care of the things that we have gratitude for and that we respect. And that's what I hear. Like that shift has been for you.
Yes.
Is why don't I just take care of my body because that's what it deserves?
Yeah.
Instead of having an expectation for my body. And if it doesn't meet that expectation, I'm just going to continue to judge it and berate it.
Absolutely. I don't know about you, but I like to come up with a word for the year, even though for 2020, my word was connection. And then all that, you know, everything went to shit.
That's pretty funny.
I should be very careful with what my word is. But my word for 2021 is curiosity.
Love it.
And if you come from a place of curiosity within yourself and about all things, you would be amazed at how much more forgiving and kind you are to yourself.
Yeah. And I always remind my own students that you cannot be curious and judgmental at the same time. It's one or the other. So when you come from an attitude of curiosity, judgment just has to move aside.
Yep.
Yes.
Awesome. All right, let's do this.
All right. So we're going to rapid fire. And these are just questions you have not heard.
Okay.
And you're just going to tell it like it is.
No. And just so my listeners know, like you actually offered to tell me the questions in advance. And
she said, no,
I don't play that.
Yeah, I love it. I think that's so great. Okay. So first question. How are you currently defining health?
Oh, that's a great question. How am I currently defining health? I think taking care of my body, mind, body, and spirit on a consistent basis.
Love it.
Is that okay?
Yeah, there's no right answer here. That's great. Okay, so the second question is keeping that definition top of mind. Mm-hmm. On a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate your health at the end of 2020?
Oh, I'm going to go with a 7.
A 7.
I think there's a lot of room for improvement. I think when I'm not necessarily working out or running, which is the fact that I just said running is so weird to me that I'm actually running. I don't necessarily think I'm moving enough and I think I'm overeating still.
Okay.
I'm just going to be perfectly honest. Like I'm eating better, but I'm still overeating. So I'll go with a 7.
Okay. So what do you think is the best decision that you made regarding your health this year and why?
You know, I went to a doctor who tested me for food intolerances. And I discovered that I'm actually allergic to a lot of those quote unquote superfoods.
Yeah.
And it was keeping me swollen and puffy and inflamed. And so that was a huge shift for me when I started to realize that most of the foods that I was eating consistently, I was actually allergic to.
Yeah. And this is such a great point, right? Because we were sort of inundated with this message that all health foods are good for all people. And it's like, well, hold up a second. No.
Yeah.
You're bio-individual. Like you have such a bio-individuality to your chemistry. And I think it's really such a powerful thing to know what works for that chemistry and what doesn't.
Right. So I'm allergic to kale. I'm allergic to turmeric. I'm allergic to like all of these things that I am like, oh, I have to have more of that. And I've been literally like inflaming my body through some of these foods that are supposed to be really good for me.
Yeah. And chronic inflammation, we well know at this point, is the precursor to most disease.
Right.
So what a wonderful thing for you to know. And what an awesome thing to do for your health. Yeah. Okay. So for all the ways that you showed up this year to honor your health, what are you most proud of?
I am most proud of going to my trainer 3 times a week. Like right now, we're actually recording this before the holidays, and I really want to spend Christmas with my in-laws. And so she's still having her classes, but I'm showing up online. So 2019, Jackie would have been like, sorry, I can't come because, you know, we want to spend Christmas with the in-laws. But 2020, Jackie's like, hey, can I join via Zoom?
Yeah.
And she said yes. So she's a lot like you in that she just wants me to be healthy and happy and all that good stuff. So if I can give any advice, find a trainer or a guide like Courtney who can really move you forward in a way that feels authentic and aligned with you and not like you're being punished.
Well, here's the thing we know about behavior change. Like, this is not my opinion. This is science.
Yeah.
That if something is not self-directed or self-chosen and it feels like a have to and not a want to, you will not sustain it.
Right.
So if you are working with anybody or doing any kind of methodology that makes you feel like you have to do it, it's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you kind of answered this next question, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Okay.
You said that the thing you were most proud of is showing up with your trainer 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I always want to know is, how did you make that happen? Like, what were the winning strategies?
I heard this a long time ago, but if it's a must, it will happen. So it wasn't optional.
You just decided.
Yeah. And she has a sign up sheet because of COVID and all that stuff too. There are only X amount of people who can sign up.
Sure.
I couldn't take somebody else's spot and then not show up. Like, that would feel terrible to me. Mm-hmm. So by signing up for the month, that kept me accountable.
I love it.
You know, jokingly, you have to work with your brokenness. So if I'm so worried about taking somebody else's spot, I better sign up for all of those spots, because 2019 Jackie would have just signed up the night before. And so that way I wouldn't be taking anyone else's spot.
Not really committed.
Yeah. Like I said, I would register for the entire month. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, it was just a given. I would be there. Sometimes it was over Zoom. Sometimes we all spread out and some people wear masks and all that good stuff. So yeah, I think really just putting it on the calendar, it's like going to work or having a meeting. You don't just wake up and go, oh, I don't feel like going to that meeting today. Like sometimes you might actually feel that way, but you don't cancel it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I love this because you have such a high level of awareness about how you operate best.
Yes.
And then you made some decisions around your self-care that included that.
Yes.
Right? Like I know that if I have a trainer to meet and I'm taking someone else's spot or I'm taking up just one of so many spots, I'm going to show up because that's who I am.
Right.
What a great thing. So you chose strategies that were totally in alignment with who you are as a person.
Right.
Which allowed you to show up.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me this, because there are days that you don't want to go. I have no doubt.
Oh my God. Yes.
Because that's just the way that the health journey works. There's things that they sound like a great idea the night before. And then the day of, it's like, oh, do I have to do this?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think some of your winning thoughts were? Because thoughts drive emotions and emotions drive behavior. So what are some of the thoughts you had about your commitment that helped you to consistently show up?
Well, I have to kind of shift to the other days that I'm not with the trainer. So my plan was for my 50th birthday in April to do a Spartan race.
Right.
Because I feel like that's the ultimate in strength and endurance and all of those good things. And it feels really good for me to make that a goal. I love physical goals. I realized, though, that the race is a 5K and 15 obstacles. So I better get my 5K game on, right? And I've never, ever seen myself as a runner. And so my husband and I started Couch to 5K, which I use this app as an example of so many things in my life and business, because it meets you where you are and brings you where you want to be slowly and consistently, just like you, Courtney Townley. I mean, we should all be thinking like that. If you have a business or a brand or, you know, a product that you're selling, meet your customer where they are and bring them to where they want to be in slow, small, consistent actions. Mm-hmm. You know, the day of all or nothing, like I'm a very all or nothing person. So it was tough for me when you're running the first week, like 1 minute, 60 seconds running and then 60 seconds walking. You want to go, oh, I can do more than that. Let's skip to week three. I didn't. The greatest challenge was to not go, oh, let's go to week three or let's go to week five, and really allowing my body to catch up with this app. So that's the one that I could actually say no to. So we started Couch to 5K in January before all this, and then we stopped. Just kind of like life got in the way. And then we picked it up again in the spring, summer. And I think it's a 9-week program. We did it in about 10 and a half, which means we only skipped a week and a half in that whole period of time. Most of the weeks have the exact same run.
Yeah.
So if we missed a day, we would go into the next week.
Sure.
So we would just keep doing those days in a row. And it took us about 10 and a half weeks to complete the 9-week program. But I mean, that was through, Courtney, like two really important deaths in my family and COVID and three teenagers going back to school. And I had all the excuses, all of them. And I found I liked myself better at the end of a run.
Because you were in integrity with yourself.
Yeah.
Right? Like you were showing up for something that was important to you.
Yeah. You know, I do this with my clients in podcasting and in 40 Thrive, but the why was so important for me, like why I was doing this. Number one, it's the baseline for the Spartan race. So if I can't run a 5K, I'm never going to finish this race. Mm-hmm. But it was more about reminding myself how I feel at the end. And I'm not talking about physically. That's a bonus too, but I was doing it with my husband, who is also not a runner or historically has seen himself not as a runner. And so it was something we set out to do together. It was a physical challenge. It was so easy at times to not do it, but we also kept each other accountable.
Yeah. So I hear three thoughts underneath this, like, and I'm sure there's even more, but three of your winning thoughts that allowed you to actually show up day after day to do this. Number one, it's a baseline for the Spartan. Right? That's mm-hmm. something that you have out in your future. Yes. So just knowing it's a baseline for the Spartan is a thought that helped to motivate you.
Yes.
Another one is, I like who I am when I run. Mm-hmm. Like, what a powerful thought. Because when you like who you are doing something, you're so much more likely to show up.
Right.
And the third thought that I think was probably really motivating for you is, I've heard you say a couple times, like, I'm not a runner. My husband's not a runner. But yeah. There's a part of you that I think is practicing a new thought that mm-hmm. I'm becoming a runner.
Yes.
And you thinking that I'm becoming a runner by giving myself permission to start small and go slow, it allows you to keep showing up. So I think those are three like winning thoughts underneath your consistency.
You're absolutely right. And I think it was probably about week six when we had to run for, you know, a considerable amount of time before you take a break that I started going, maybe I am a runner.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I'm going to be like Usain Bolt over here. Like I'm not, you know.
Yeah.
Jackie Joyner Kersee, but I'm a runner given my abilities. I think many of us have bought into some bogus story we've been telling ourselves for the first 40, 50 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
That I think this is the perfect time to shed those stories. You know, pay attention. If you're listening to this, pay attention to when you say, I'm not a whatever, or I am whatever it is, right? Because there's a good chance that it's not really true.
So a lot of people listening have probably heard of James Clear. He wrote the book Atomic Habits.
Yes.
It's a great book if somebody's looking for some, you know, a good read on behavior change. But he says, you know, habit change is identity change. It's not changing what you do. It's changing who you are. One of the examples that he uses in his book is, it's one thing to say, I'm going to do the Spartan. Mm-hmm. It's another thing to say, I'm becoming an athletic woman.
Right.
Because if you're becoming an athletic woman, you're probably going to do something like the Spartan potentially.
Right.
Right. Or I'm going to read a book versus I'm becoming a reader. Mm. Becoming a reader just implies you're going to read a lot of books.
Right.
Right. So right. Who are you becoming next year? That's something that I'm really going to challenge women to think about in this event, the Healthy.
I love that. Yes. Yeah. That's a great challenge. And also for me, I got to do little tricks like buy the gear. You know, I bought my little hat with the Spartan logo on it. And I bought myself a shirt. And so when I wear that, I feel like I should even show up in my workouts differently.
Yeah, you play the part.
Yeah. Right? I'm like, I'm an athlete, you know.
You're going to do the FloJo pants next with like one leg cut out.
You never know. 2021, know. You just don't know.
I would love to see that. Okay, this is where it gets really fun. What do you think is the worst decision that you made regarding your health this past year?
That's a great question. I think spending so much time on the couch, like funny that I worked in TV, but I was never a huge TV watcher like every night. I think there's probably an indentation on my couch at this point.
Yeah.
There could be other ways to connect as a family and as a couple other than sitting on a couch and staring at a screen. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with it. You want to do a Schitt's Creek binge, like I've done all of the seasons 3 times, which is ridiculous. So but good. It's so good. But I think I could have made, maybe not every night ended up that way.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think at the end of 2020 still feels really misaligned about your health story? I heard you say like, sometimes I still overeat, like maybe that's a part of it, but yeah, there could be something bigger than that too. I don't know.
No, I think overeating is definitely something, you know, being one of 13 kids,
yeah,
we always had enough food, but I don't know. I feel like there are probably some like finish what you have. I still have that mentality of like, you better eat all of this, like as if it's going to go away, or like, oh, today's the last day I'm going to overeat because tomorrow I'm going to be like perfect at it. You know, I still have some mind shifts to happen. I started with the physical wellness, the strength training, the running, all of that, knowing that like, let me focus on this. And then I'm going to sort of like go to phase two, as opposed to I have to be perfect at absolutely everything.
So smart. Yeah. I love that.
Because I don't do well when I try to be perfect at absolutely everything.
Nobody does. Nobody does.
Yeah.
I want to offer you something on that though, that with the eating, a lot of people don't know that it takes your brain about 20 minutes to register satiety.
Right.
Right. But takes, you can pack away a lot of food in 20 minutes. I am like Girl. A speed eater. So I can eat a lot of food in just 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So if you eat a whole meal in 5 minutes, I would not challenge you to start like timing 20 minutes because that's going to feel like a whole day. It's going to feel too long. But if you just have a little timer or you just watch the clock when you sit down to eat and you extend it to 10 minutes, which means you're going to have to put your fork down.
Right.
It means you're going to have to chew your food really well. Like you're going to have to look for ways to slow down the eating process. It is a practice. It will be wildly uncomfortable.
Right.
And you're doing it right. Mm-hmm. But that alone, I have seen game change the way that people are in relationship with food.
Right. Because it's not the type of food necessarily. Like I've really committed to not eating things that make me feel inflamed. So, you know, I eat cleaner. I enjoy eating healthy.
Yeah.
It's definitely just the amount of food.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I'll try that.
Slow it down. Because again, if you give your body and brain more of a chance to catch up, you will find over time that you're satiated with less food.
Right. My husband is like, takes 3 bites and he's like, I'm full. And it just makes me want to bitch slap him.
My husband's the opposite. My husband smells every bite of food. And there's a lot of research that shows that people who smell their food also eat less.
Really?
Because they're experiencing the food in all the ways. Mm. And when we eat really fast, we don't taste it. We don't smell it. Nothing. Right. Like we're missing the whole experience of it.
Right.
So like date your food, like be with it, enjoy the heck out of it and go slow.
Okay.
But that Sounds might good. Be like a next small step. I don't know. Yep. Something to think about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Where do you specifically feel unorganized and messy with your self-care here at the end of 2020?
Oh, this is a good one. I think like a lot of people, it's hard to have some structure, right? When you're home, I work from home. I now share an office with my husband who works from home. My kids do school from home.
You're a better woman than I. I don't know if I could share an office with my husband, but I get the homeschooling thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a little crazy. I think having some boundaries, it's tough to establish those boundaries when you also want to be there for the people you love.
Yep.
You know, and so I think just sort of having a little bit of organization.
Yes.
In my schedule will organize my self-care as well.
Totally. Always does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because once you see where the gaps are or where you want to do better, the next rational step is to organize and to plan, because a lot of people forget that habits are reactions. That's what habits are. They're your brain's way of conserving energy and doing something without thinking. Mm-hmm. Now, that's beautiful if you're trying to conserve time and energy and your habits are working for you. But it's a recipe for disaster when we're living in constant reaction mode and we actually want to create change for our life.
Right.
So to create change for our life, we have to plan, which requires us to think in advance and to make decisions in advance,
right?
Like I'm going to eat lunch at noon today.
Yeah.
Right. And once I've made that decision, the next difficult part is following through and not negotiating my way out of it.
Right.
But all this to say, I agree with you, like planning is such a massive piece. And it's amazing how many women convince themselves they don't have time to plan. But what's happening is then they're wasting so much time and energy by trying to make decisions in the moment, or worse yet, by feeling guilty later about the decisions they did make.
Right. I'm pretty good with planning my professional life.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. But, you know, even spending time with my kids is not necessarily planned out. And then you think like, oh, because we're home together 24/7, we have all the time in the world.
Yeah.
And then you realize a week's gone by and I barely seen them. And so I think that anyone listening could benefit from planning in advance. And also, this isn't all about my answers. That was the hesitation I had about this. Like, these are questions that I'm answering, but I hope that you at home or walking your dog or doing dishes or whatever are also answering these questions for yourself.
Yeah. And I'll give you the list of questions, by the way.
Fantastic.
So if people want them, you can post them in the 40 Thrive group, whatever.
Yes, I'll put them in the show notes. Yeah.
Yeah. But what I hear too in planning, planning to me is intentional living. It means that I know that my time and energy are limited resources. And so I am going to plan to make sure I'm making the most of them.
Right. And you're spot on, because time and energy are really the only limited resources we have.
Yeah.
You know, we can't create more time.
No, we cannot.
And I bet even my work, I could probably squish into fewer hours so then I can plan other things outside of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one thing I've noticed too is that if I don't do my workouts in the morning and I say, oh, let's do an afternoon workout today, that's the same as saying, let's not do it.
Exactly. Right. When you start to see that pattern of negotiation and rationalization, yes. I always say to clients, like, maybe that time of day is a time of day you don't have a lot of bandwidth. And so do yourself the favor of moving it somewhere else in the day.
Yes.
And also be willing to experiment, because you're never going to know unless you try.
Yes. It has to be the first thing.
Yep.
Coffee, then workout.
Yep. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay. Where are you lacking confidence in your health journey? Or another way of saying this is, what are you feeling shame about in your health journey?
My weight. Mm-hmm. For sure. When I gave birth to an 11-pound child, I weighed 211 pounds. Mm-hmm. He was enormous. And I've weighed as an adult, I don't know, 134. So that's a huge range.
Yeah.
And I think it was important to be at this place. I'm sort of like in the middle of those two things. I think it was really important to learn how to love myself as I am and where I am. And I'm working on getting stronger and more athletic and have more endurance. But again, I haven't focused on technically losing weight. I actually removed the scale from my bathroom because I used to weigh myself multiple times a day. Mm-hmm. And I just want to feel good in my body. And honestly, I feel better in my body right now, 40 pounds overweight, than I did at my lowest end, because I know what I'm capable of. And that to me is most important. Again, it's not in the absence of weight loss, because that's happening.
Sure. But it's not your focus.
No.
And that, I think that makes a world of difference.
Yeah.
When it's like you're focused on who you're becoming more than on what you're getting.
Yeah. Self-loathing was not working for me.
Totally. Yeah. I don't know
anyone it works for. If you are the one person that self-loathing works for, email me.
Let us know. Yes. You know, the other way I like to look at this too, is that everybody comes into personal development through a different doorway. Mm-hmm. And for some people, it's their struggle with their weight. For some people, it's their struggle with their marriage. For some people, it's their struggle with liking themselves.
Right.
And I think that it's such a gift to be able to walk through the doorway, no matter what the thing is. Mm-hmm. You know, because once you're in that room of personal development, it's like the foundation of the work, right? Mm-hmm. It's like giving you a platform to do your work and to develop yourself. And I think that that's always such a good thing.
Yeah. I love personal development. If you're not interested in reading a bunch of books or listening to podcasts and personal development, it can be super small.
Yeah.
Right? Just paying attention to how you talk to yourself alone is, I think, the most important thing that you can do.
It's everything, because again, your brain loves to prove itself right. Mm-hmm. So whatever the tape is that's playing in your head on repeat, you will seek evidence for.
Right.
So if the tape that's playing in your head is, I'm a POS, right? You're going to look for all the ways that that's true.
Yeah. And you'll find them very quickly.
Totally. I had someone the other day email me, I'm a broken mess. And I said, well, that's fun to look for evidence for.
Right.
Right? Like, why are you giving your brain that work?
Right. I have a Facebook friend who lost a bunch of weight. I don't even care how. And there are lots of before and after pictures. Instagram, lots of before and after pictures. There are people who are saying like, look it, I've lost all this weight. This is where I am. This is how I feel. This is who I am. And then they start berating the person that they were before. Like, here I am as a fat slob who had nothing to live for, piece of crap. Like, yeah. That's basically the messaging, right? Yeah. But now here I am, worthy of all of...
Now I'm worthy.
Yes.
Right.
It makes me crazy.
Yeah.
And that's why recently I did a quote-unquote before and after picture. It was like a 3-pound difference, but it wasn't about weight loss. It was about like, look at, I'm getting really strong, because that's what we should be focused on.
Yeah.
As women over 40, over 50, we should be looking at like, how can we be our best selves? I know it's a cliche, but be strong and have endurance and be able to do all the things that we want to do and not just focus on the number on a scale. It's so crazy to me the way people who have lost weight then talk about their former selves.
Yeah. And worth is baked into your humanity. So you cannot achieve anything that is going to make you more worthy, right? That's just that's a thought that people choose to believe, but it's not true.
Right.
You know, you're worthy at every size, at every age and stage of life. And the sooner you recognize that, the sooner you will get to work exploring your possibility.
Yeah.
And that's really what it is exploring possibility.
You were born worthy.
100%.
It's your birthright. The rest of it has nothing to do with how worthy you are.
No, but that's how we're conditioned to take care of our health, which is why it's such a broken thing.
Yes.
Okay. A few more questions here.
Okay.
What thoughts or thought do you need to leave behind in 2020 that is not serving the level of health you want for yourself?
I think it goes back to that worthiness, right?
Yeah.
That my needs, my physical, making time for myself, I'm worthy of that. Spending a little bit more money on food that is healthy, I'm worthy of that. Especially as moms, we're taught to like put ourselves last. And I know it's, again, so cliche, but to be able to go, oh yeah, you need help with that? You're going to have to wait until my run is done.
Yeah.
Or why do we reward selfless behavior? You see it all the time on social media, right? Oh, happy birthday to so-and-so who gives up absolutely everything for everyone else. Like it's a badge of honor. Mm-hmm. And there's no way you can be who you are meant to be and who you truly can be if you're constantly putting your own needs last. And I am an example of that. And so I've improved in 2020, but I still have some work to do. So I would definitely say that.
Love it. Okay, last question. Imagine you're being coached by your future self, right? So the level of health you truly want for yourself, the woman you are becoming, you're being coached by her. She's already living at the level of 9-10 with the health that you defined at the start of this conversation. Mm-hmm. What advice does she have for you?
What advice does my future self coach have for me?
Yeah. What does she want you to know?
This is where you'll be, but it's not going to make you more worthy of love and success in business and connection and all of the things that you want. Those things are right in front of you now. So really appreciate and be in a place of gratitude for what you have, because when you are there, it is going to be much easier to get here.
Yeah, I love it. So good. Those are all my questions. Wasn't that fun?
That was fun. It was a little bit scary. And, you know, I'm sure I'll be thinking about answers later as well. These are all off the cuff. But I just think that what you're doing is so different from what's out there. And I really hope that the rest of the industry will start to see it's sort of like the get rich quick scheme, right?
Yeah.
You see business coaches, I'm doing my air quotes, people who are just like, I was you and now I'm me. And you can get here very simply. It's not how it looks. Like we've fallen for that for 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
And it hasn't worked for us.
Yeah.
So find yourself a Courtney. Is your membership open?
It'll be open on January 8th.
On January 8th.
Yeah.
So they can jump in there. I'm in there. What do they get monthly?
So I do coaching calls every single week. Mm-hmm. I do deep dive sessions where I ask questions like this to get the wheels turning and making sure people are clear on why they're pursuing the things they're pursuing. You know, even though I'm very much a health and wellness coach, I would say the large majority of my work is hugely rooted in mindset because it's everything.
Yes.
The way that women are thinking about their health is everything. I was coaching a client the other day who wanted to do a consult and we were talking and trying to get to the root of really what she wanted to improve. And the bottom line is she loves her life. She loves who she is, but she wasn't giving herself permission to own that because we're taught that we should always be aspiring for more, right? We're never enough. There's always something else.
Yes.
And while there may be some healthy aspects to that, I think that can also be really damaging. And I see so many successful women, you know, successful in so many different arenas of their life, just not giving themselves permission to celebrate their success and to revel and enjoy in what they've created. And that's just a damn shame.
Yeah.
Because they've worked so hard for what they've created. And for a woman to tell me that she likes herself and yet not give herself full permission to like herself is just crazy to me.
Right.
But I do see a lot more conversations around being less outcome focused and more focused on what you're doing today that's going to help you live as a more vibrant and fulfilled human.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about. But again, back to where we started this whole conversation, it's really about self-leadership. It's really about being self-directed and ditching this idea that I can only be healthy if somebody else is writing me a list of rules and regulations to follow,
right?
Because we know that doesn't work. The failure rate of the diet industry is proof of that.
And they count on that.
Of course they do.
They actually count on that because then you'll spend more money on more programs.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah.
But what would it be like if we actually taught women how to self-trust and have self-confidence and how to live authentic lives? I guarantee health would be a byproduct of that.
Yeah. And you deserve it. If you're listening right now and you're like, I don't know, it's hard and it's scary. You deserve it.
Yeah.
So if you move toward health because you are deserving of it, I think that that's the most important. And kudos to you, Courtney, because you could probably make millions more if you just decided thinner thighs in 10 days.
Yeah. This is the ongoing joke at my dinner table. My husband's like, come on, Courtney, just make that butts and guts videotape, you know, or whatever it is, like that'll sell millions. And I'm like, I know, I just, I can't. It's just not what women need.
Yeah.
They think it's what they need. But you know, that of course, that's the mission of my work is to help pivot that thinking.
So just real quick before we go, you have the coaching calls. There are workouts in there too, right?
Yeah. So they get coaching calls. They get a masterclass every month. Mm-hmm. I basically, if anyone's ever here has ever listened to the Grace and Grit podcast, we have a private podcast for the Rumble and Rise members, which is all the audio files within that membership.
Awesome.
I do monthly meditations. So I call them mindset resets, but they're basically on all the things that we talk about to help pivot the mind. There are a lot of workout resources. There's a lot of kitchen and nutrition resources. I give people access to the consistency code, which is my 4-week framework for helping women to show up for themselves more consistently.
Great.
It is insane the amount of value that this arena contains. And it's $59 a month. Like
That's awesome.
It's crazy how cheap it is. But that was intentional because we really want this to help as many women as possible.
Right.
And just kind of help rescue women from the sea of misinformation that they're drowning in around health and wellness.
Yeah, I think it's so important, especially right now, like people aren't necessarily going to their gyms. And it's really hard if you're someone who is used to accountability from another person that you see physically to then sort of keep themselves accountable. So it's really an ideal time even for people because things are not changing drastically for quite a while. And so how long are you going to press the pause button on your health because you're waiting for things to go back to quote unquote normal? Now's the time.
Yeah. And COVID or not, there will always be a period of your life, many years of your life, where you're not working with a trainer, where you're not, you know, being held accountable by some outside source.
Right.
And to really have the self-leadership skills to make decisions that you feel good about for your own life, that is everything.
Yeah.
Because we're all going to be in that position pretty much every day to some degree.
Right.
And I think that that is what the conversation that I love having with women is how do we help you to become more confident making the next right decision for yourself?
Right.
Because those decisions stacked on top of each other are going to lead to a very healthy place.
Right. So good. So good. Thank you so much for this.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for listening. It has been possible to do this show for 2 years because of two things. Number one, you subscribe. Thank you. When you subscribe to the podcast, you never have to search for it again. You will get every episode. You'll get an alert. You can choose your favorite podcast app. It can be on your iPhone. It can be on your Android. It can be on your tablet. It can be on your home speaker. There are so many places you can subscribe to 40 Thrive so you can get it automatically. So thanks for doing that. I really appreciate it. And number two, I hope you'll consider sharing this podcast. because when you share it, not only does it help us be able to continue this and to reach more people, but imagine what it would be like if all of the women in the world over 40 felt their best and were able to stand up and take charge and support each other, right? Imagine it. And so when you share the show, we are one step closer to that. So I really appreciate it. Until next time, take care and keep thriving. Spring has sprung, and with the change of seasons, sometimes comes an increase in vitality. If you're feeling in the mood for a little more personal time, may I suggest Kokanu? Kokanu is all about providing clean and natural ingredients when you're enjoying your most intimate moments, with or without a partner. Naturally safe products developed by people who are obsessed with quality. Get 15% off with promo code GRONASS at grownasswoman.guide/kokanu. That's 15% off with promo code GRONASS at grownasswoman.guide/kokanu.